From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korea is threatening to scuttle next month's planned summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and its leader Kim Jong-un. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
It's an apparent about-face after a flurry of diplomatic outreach. North Korean state media says the Trump summit may be scrapped because of annual joint military exercises between Washington and Seoul, which the North has long claimed are invasion rehearsals. The State Department's Heather Nauert says Kim himself knows better.
Kim Jong-un had said that he understands the importance to the United States that we conduct these joint exercises.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says chlorine was likely used as a weapon during fighting in Syria. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has released details of a report into the chlorine use, but doesn't say which side in the fighting used it. The group says the fighting took place in the Syrian town of Sarakeb in early February, the latest case of poison gas being unleashed in Syria's civil war. The probe comes amid the OPCW's investigation into another attack 2 months later in Douma, near the capital Damascus, a much larger attack that triggered US, British and French strikes against government posts in Syria a week later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Palestinian Foreign Ministry has recalled its ambassadors to four European countries to protest their participation in a party celebrating the opening of the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. Ambassadors to Romania, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Austria were being called home for consultations. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel underlined her support for the 2015 agreement with Iran on nuclear weapons. She said that while the agreement is anything but ideal, Iran was abiding by the commitments under the agreement. She also added that the agreement was unanimously endorsed by the United Nations Security Council, as well as by Britain, France, and Germany, saying that it's not right to cancel the agreement in the current situation. U.S. President Donald Trump announced last week that the United States would pull out of the 2015 accord designed to keep Tehran's nuclear ambitions in check. After 3 years in prison, Malaysian politician Anwar Ibrahim is now free after receiving a royal pardon. Anwar was convicted in 2015 on charges of corruption and sodomy that were widely denounced as politically motivated.
In my case, we appeal because there was a miscarriage of justice. We appeal because there was travesty of justice.
Anwar served as Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister under newly elected Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad during his first tenure as leader and was seen as Mahathir's heir apparent until he was fired in 1999. Muslims across the globe are making final preparations for the holy month of Ramadan. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
Last-minute preparations are underway as Muslims around the world stock up on groceries and dates for evening meals to break dawn-to-dusk fasting during the month of Ramadan. Saudi Arabia and other Muslim-majority nations like Egypt and Indonesia declared Ramadan would begin Thursday based on a moon-sighting methodology. The Ramadan fast, in which food and even water is prohibited, is intended to bring the faithful closer to God and remind them of the less fortunate. It is also a chance to kick addictions like caffeine and cigarettes. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A new burst of ash and gas from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island has prompted local officials to send out a text message warning residents that it could cause irritation to eyes and the respiratory system. U.S. Geological Survey scientist in charge, Michelle Coombs, says Kilauea could still blow its top.
It could plug up, and we could yet in the future have the so-called big one. Today was more of a gradual ramp up. And it was continuous enough that we felt it was significant to put out a public warning.
The new eruption comes hours after officials spotted a new fissure, bringing to 20 the number of lava and gas-spewing cracks that have appeared since the eruptions began on May 3rd. Reuters reports the first batch of experimental Ebola vaccines to combat an outbreak suspected to have killed 20 people arrived in Congo's capital of Kinshasa on Wednesday. For additional stories, visit our website. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.